This is your building. This is our work. And let us begin. Thank you very much.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon cutting the ribbon in early 2010 to officially open the $140 million North Lawn Building, a functional mass of concrete and steel. It's hosted world leaders, UN workers and numerous key conferences, while HQ was renovated right next door. With the refit complete, the UN's member states are putting it out to grass.
My name's Steve Cutts. I'm the Assistant Secretary General for Central Support Services in the Secretariat. And you can hear big crashing behind me, which shows exactly where we are. It was always built as a temporary structure, and the General Assembly has affirmed and reaffirmed that they wanted to see this gone and they wanted to see that lovely lawn restored, which is exactly what we'll be doing.
So in layman's terms, the UN did a multi-billion dollar overhaul of its main buildings, the General Assembly and the Secretariat.
Yes.
They needed the space.
Absolutely, they needed the space to put the people in temporarily and to house the conference facilities. In fact, in 2013, it was even used to host the General Assembly. So it has quite a noble, if short, history.
A little bit of a step down from the grandeur of the main General Assembly Hall.
But it actually did work very well on a temporary one-year basis, and there was a very clear commitment that the Secretary General gave to the members that it was just going to be for that 1 year. We're planting 197 new trees to replace far fewer that we took away during the period. So it will be done. We'll give the lawn that we relay until next spring to grow to ensure that that it actually does look very beautiful.
It looks as if from the outside there hasn't been that much progress made, but then you pop around the corner and you can see that it's basically a shell now.
Yes, indeed, this was one of the comments that people were making. So are you really making that much progress in the demolition, given the fact that until a few weeks ago, nothing seemed to be changing much from the outside of the building? But that, of course, was a deliberate reason in terms of this is still a functioning site, of course, and the rest of the UN business takes place. And by leaving the shell up, you minimise the noise, you minimise the dust, and as well, of course, it maintains aesthetically better view for as long as possible. And my understanding is that they're actually going to recycle around 90% of what's there in terms of the concrete and the steel. So from that perspective, it's been a very both successful from a time point of view, but also I think in terms of the ecological footprint of the North Lawn building, it's going to be very small given the fact that most of this is going to be recycled.
In a way, it's international, you know, member states property we're dealing with here, so it's not as simple as some ordinary demolition job where you can just knock the stuff down and haul it off.
I think that's probably true. I think certainly there is always a political dimension because we always have to just ensure we're dealing with taxpayers' money in this organisation and we have to ensure that we're not allowing any of it to go to waste.
So this is an example of just how unique this site is. Here's a large work of art that was donated to the UN by the USSR back in the day, I think.
I believe it's St George and the dragon, slaying the dragon. And it's actually made, as I understand it, made out of parts of missiles and other military material.
It's been carefully boarded up to protect it, but quite a tough job, I think.
It has, and in fact one of the things which we did here with the North Lawn building and its demolition, of course, we've stored and we've had in many cases restored many of the exhibits that were there before, and those are all now going to go back onto the lawn when it comes back. They're all being brought back to their original locations.
So a final slightly surreal site here. It's a chunk of the Berlin Wall, I believe. Quite a fitting site in the midst of this demolition that's going on around it. It probably feels quite at home there.
It probably does. I mean, it's obviously a relic of a former demolition. And I can reassure people, though, we're not planning on salvaging any part of the North Lawn building and making it a memorial to this building. I don't think this has the same historical significance as a building that the Berlin Wall had.
So go on, it's time to level with me. What are your personal feelings about this building?
I feel that it was an incredibly useful building while we had it. I think it served great purposes. It provided for me, I mean, I'm in charge of space needs in the organisation and meeting those needs, and I think it provided very useful extra capacity for us and gave us a lot of flexibility. So in that regard, I'll miss it. But as a building, I don't think it's the kind of building one can have a great emotional attachment to.
Catching some rays of spring sunshine by the main entrance, UN staff members had mixed feelings about the North Lawn building. Some said they were sad to see it go.
The temperature regulation was awful, but other than that, I loved it. I loved the isolation.
So you, for one, don't want a nice big green lawn back there then?
Get the nice big green lawn back, sure, but I would prefer a gym.
to be honest, I'm kind of sad to see it go. We could have used the space for other colleagues who work in DC1 to the FF building.
What do you think about it? Are you going to be nostalgic for this place that's
Not
being knocked
all.
Down?
I thought it was an ugly structure. I think it should be the way that it was before. It should be the garden. It's going to be recycled. All the materials are going to be recycled as well. Good riddance.
So a friendly disagreement with your friend here.
Exactly. Different opinion.
Very different.